What child is this? I can't remember. I just had 8, but I'm all aglow. There's bigger freaks.
Let's face it, a presidential election year is a very good time to see the award-winning musical satire group Capital Steps. Not that there is a bad time. Cap Steps has returned to Cranwell Resort, Spa, and Golf Club in Lenox for their 6th consecutive summer and will play through now through September 2nd. The group will draw from their latest album, Take the Money and Run for President. Since the group formed, the Capital Steps have recorded 32 albums and, of course, can be heard a couple times a year right here on NPR stations, including WAMC. Two of the cast members from the troupe join us in Studio A this morning. Jack Rawls is with us, as is Dolores King-Williams. Welcome to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being here.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank
a great pleasure to have you both here. So you are both veterans of this Berkshire troupe.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, this is probably my 6th year.
And same here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so you've been on here all 6 years. Great. Yeah, yeah. So in the very beginning.
And
wonderful.
We love it. I've been here about 24 hours, and I've already fallen into just this lovely, tranquil Berkshires experience.
Yeah. What is the idea behind Capital Steps having a summer home? Because they're still doing shows in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, every weekend, Friday and Saturday night, the Reagan Building in Washington, D.C. But, having our summer home here out in the Berkshires is about, coming out to this area with this arts culture and this community of wonderful people and sharing our funny bit of entertainment.
And it plays well, obviously.
Oh, it plays beautifully.
And New England has always been so good to us. And we used to have a presence in New York City off Broadway. And that theater closed. So the thing was, people were asking us in the New York area, when are you going to come back to New York? And this option presented itself, and it's just been wonderful.
So there's this. How many actual troupes are there that go out? Because there's travel, they go to individual theater nights and so forth.
Right. Well, it's enough of us to actually divide up into
about four.
We can do 4 shows a night, 5 in a pinch.
And many weekends on Friday and Saturday night, there'll be 4 shows going on at the same time, all across the country.
And we mix and match, so they're not 4 set troupes. You never know who you're going to get. Like, I'll be here for 2 weeks, then I'll go back to the D.C. area, and I'll do public-private shows and travel and everything.
Adds a little spontaneity to the moment, to the show.
Does.
You know,
it's
you
great.
Never know what you're going to get, what's going to happen.
But you need core people, right? Like, you need to have the character who can do the President Obama, the Hillary Clinton, the Mitt Romney.
Absolutely. And every cast is comprised of 5 actors, singers, who can perform all those roles. Everybody has their set groups of characters that they do. And it's all scripted. Of course, things happen during the show.
You never know.
You never know.
But, we'll put a song together, and throw it up there and see how it works. And most of the time, heads are exploding. People are having a blast.
So the 5 characters you play, Jack? Not 5 characters, but the characters you play. Like, you started off with Donald Rumsfeld, right?
I did a while ago, a few years ago, segued into...
He's aged out, I guess.
Somewhat, somewhat. Then, fortunately, along came John Edwards and Rob Blagojevich. I'm currently playing some Mitt Romney. I have some John Boehner in there, of course. He's always good for something. And of course, I'm actually not doing. Mike Thornton is playing George Bush. He'll do our backward talk, The Lurdy Dies, which is a lot of fun.
And Jack is a killer Donald Trump. I know he wouldn't say it,
so
I have to say.
Sweet. I can't. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
And Dolores, everything that Dolores, brilliant.
And your characters, Dolores?
Well, I do everybody from Hillary Clinton, Sonia Sotomayor, Angela Merkel, German Chancellor, Sarah Palin, of course. She makes an appearance here and there, but she's been out for a while.
Yeah.
So let's hope she does something. My fingers are crossed. I want her back in the show. One of my very favorites, and I'll love her forever, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
Love her.
It
seems as though... I said it in the introduction, but this we're witnessing this political theater now of an election year, and which seems to me that you just have great fun because every day it's something new and exciting and funny.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And we'd like to thank the voters for that.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, because they've all done their part.
Sure.
You know,
so
we're so.
So
grateful.
And Jack was saying on the ride up here, of course, New England's been Betty, Betty good to us.
Oh, Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, Spitzer.
Yeah,
it's been a while. So, you know, Spitzer's been in, but he was terrific as well.
And when you have well you have like a Spitzer song, then does that work in some way? Can you change some words and then that becomes like the next, you know, politician who does something stupid in that regard, and then that can be a John Edwards song.
It all depends. It all depends. You know, we have one of our newest songs now is an Elizabeth Warren Scott Brown song, to lie la lie 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 lie, and you can imagine.
Yeah.
So you know, we have used that because, hard as it is to believe, there have been other people in politics who have lied.
Yeah.
And so we have been able to fashion the song to fit them. But it all depends, you know, it all. We have Love Potion 999 for Herman Cain for his 999 plan. And
hilarious.
And because he's, you know, such a lover.
Absolutely.
So it just fit perfectly, but it's amazing. And we just stay really tuned into our email because every time something happens in the news, of course, we are emailed a new song, a new script, and it's just mind-boggling to us how our writers come up with them.
So assuming that this will take place during your run in the Berkshires, Mitt Romney will undoubtedly announce who his running mate is going to be.
Yep.
Yes.
And then I would expect then the news will be released, and there will be an expectation from the audience that you will do something about that.
And those expectations will be met.
Yes.
That same day.
Yes.
That's right.
You will see us come on stage, you know, deer in the headlights, but we will.
we're already making plans.
Yeah. So you check the email, because it all comes from the home office, where say, this is what we're doing to welcome this person who is...
Elena Newport, our producer, founder of the group.
Oh, she's amazing.
Head writer.
She is amazing.
She is amazing.
30 years now, writing, still performing.
Oh,
she's incredible.
Gosh. Yes. And she will call us a lot of times just to alert us to check your email immediately.
Text,
because there's something coming through.
Yep. Yeah.
And we'll
everything.
Get it that
carrier
day
pigeon.
And do it that night.
Yeah.
So there it is, folks.
And I assume for the two of you and for the entire company, that's what makes it fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a blast.
It's scary, but I learned a long time ago, I love being scared. You know, I'm not going to bungee drop, you know, from the Empire State Building, but I love going on stage and not quite being sure of what's going to happen, you know. But we're given such great material. If you go out there with that, you're armed, and it can be dangerous.
When you when you look at your audience, I assume it's a fairly savvy, politically savvy, news savvy audience that is, you know, aware.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get it all. We do get that, but we also get the other side of that as well. People that are not politically savvy that come in and really enjoy us for our entertainment, you know,
and get their news from you.
And get thank you. And
well,
get
that's really news. True.
That's a little
really
true. Scary, but true.
That's
yes.
really true. We get a lot of in our home in D.C. at the Reagan Building.
Yeah.
For instance, we get a lot of tourists. And I had a couple of college students that came in that I was sort of keeping under my wing for their parents this summer. And they weren't really politically oriented and were afraid they weren't really going to get it. And they were on the floor because we cover everything. We cover everything that's in the news. So if you're aware at all of what's going on, you're going to love our show.
And it's not just political. It is cultural, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, whether it be a new iPhone or whatever the case be, whatever the thing that's going on is part of the show as well. And is there, even when you look at this, a summer home and a summer residency where you get to at least, you're there for 2 weeks.
I'm here for 2 weeks.
You're there for the whole run?
I'm here for 3 weeks, but you know, we're here 9 weeks total. The group is here, you know, like you said, until September 2nd at the Cranwell Resort.
And then they trade you out, and then they get somebody else. It's neat. And And then you go around the country. Are there places where it just doesn't hit as well, or is it universal?
It's universal.
It is universal.
It's
really incredible. We've been, you know, to the far off places in North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming. And you always wonder, what's it going to be like? Because we get a perception from watching the news on TV of how certain people in certain places are. And I'm telling you, when you turn the lights down in a theater and you're talking about, when we hit everybody, we do not play favorites, people all laugh at the same things. And it's the absurdity of this whole political system and everything that's going on that people love.
Because I once talked to Mark Russell, the great political satirist, and he said that you know, he would go in and play like South Dakota, and they would still react to it, but it's as if, you know, they hadn't read a paper in like a couple months. You know, it was just like a delay. You know, it was kind of a delay.
That's great.
You know, they would get it, but it would have to be sort of the older stuff, and I thought that was interesting.
And he's always been a great friend of ours.
Yeah.
And we love Mark Russell.
When we go out and we see it, if we see the show tonight and we see the show in 2 weeks, it'll be a different show? Or pretty much the same?
There are always going to be tweaks and changes in the show.
It evolves. It evolves as the news happens. So it's a slow process. We'll try a new song every few days, around once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks, but sometimes as often as every other day.
Yeah. I meant to ask you this when we were talking about the different characters that the two of you do. Does there, for someone who gets this gig, does there have to be a Zelig-like quality to them to be able to? Because I look I look at you, Jack, and I think, well, you know, you look a lot like all of the characters you mentioned, which are very different people. But
sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. It helps, yeah.
Yeah, you can pull that off.
Yeah, chameleon is what I like to think of myself. Oh, no,
okay.
I see you're not saying quite. No.
He's saying you look crazy, Jack.
Oh, okay. Then
No.
I think he's right.
No, you're right, though. You're right. And it's so funny because, you know, I'm an African-American woman.
Right.
Right now I have braids. You know, my hair is like my hobby, so next time you see me, it'll be something different.
It's my
hobby.
I'm
just telling you, it is, okay? I don't needlepoint eye hair.
Well, and also in the bios, you know, we talk about ourselves, and one of the things I like to mention is that I'm sometimes referred to as the love child of Mitt Romney and John Edwards. So it's sort of that look, that feel that is so common in myself.
It's been one. And you know, I will walk off stage like I used to do Laura Bush.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many people said, darling, you look just like Laura.
Well, but that's, you know, what I mean. There is that, there's that facial qualities that you have, that there's an elasticity, I guess, to your facial expressions that allows you to include that in the... And it's not an impression exactly, is it?
I always look for certain characteristics that to me jump out or that I can really capitalize on. And that's what because we only have like 2 minutes for each sketch and each song.
And it's so fast.
And so I want to immediately walk on stage and have them have some connection with this character.
But we do a huge variety. I mean, some people do lean more in the direction of an impression. Others will do more of an essence.
Yes.
Some people will, you know, some of us will nail the voice. An essence, right?
Essence.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, very
essence.
Nice.
Yes. And some, you know, some of them will be over the top with, you know, and do a caricature of, you know. And others, you know, we find that if we just walk out on stage and just look a lot like the character, they start laughing.
Yeah.
And that's worked, especially Blagojevich has worked well for me in that respect.
The hair. It's the hair.
It's the hair.
I'm telling you guys.
If you want to get the essence of Capital Steps, get 90 minutes of essence will be performed in Cranwell's Olmsted Manor, 8 p.m. Monday and Wednesday through Saturday, and new this year on Sundays, a 3 o'clock matinee. You can go to capsteps.com or cranwell.com for more information. Jack and Dolores, I thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you here. Have a blast.
Oh, we do.
Thank you
for having us.
It's wonderful having you here. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.